Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right, good afternoon, or good morning, excuse me. It's 22 minutes after the hour. We are live here in MaxWorldLive.com, and you can find us at TalkZone.com, which is the nationally syndicated program. And it is on from 9 in the morning until 11 o'clock every morning on TalkZone.com. Or you can find us at MaxWorldLive.com, and that is also a place where, excuse me, you'll see a visual component of our radio program. And there's nothing good to look at. It's just that we believe, or I think it's more I believe this. You're just a narcissistic guy and want everybody to see your face.
I really do, because I think that I'm a beautiful, beautiful person.
I think it's important that people know what you look like. I think that magic ought to be gone. I think you ought to be relate and go back and forth. If you go to MaxWorldLive.com, we have a wonderful chat room. And I'm proud to say, and I don't know why it means anything to me, but it's the cool thing. If I watch Channel 13, John Bachman says it, so I get to say it. We're in HD.
We're in
HD.
That's exactly right. We are just a high class operation.
So I'm just adding my look at this, Scotty. I'm adding my new element, which is I'll put you on there, and then I turn this on, and there's your name.
You will see it.
Look at that.
Well,
isn't that cool?
It's over there, but it'll come up here in just a minute.
No, it's right here. It's right here. Well, your computer
is
slow.
There it is.
It takes a minute. See.
But Pastor Scott Raines from the Lutheran Church of Hope, Ankeny Branch. Is that right, or is there another name?
North Branch.
Yep. So will you ever not be the Lutheran Church of Hope and you'll be the Scott Raines Church of Hope or something like that?
I don't see any reason to do that.
Of course, you wouldn't leave your Lutheran standards.
No.
That would be the case.
Pastor Mike is just great. And
I don't say that his name around me. Lately.
Okay.
I'm upset with him.
So from the beginning at North Branch, it was whatever's going to be the best way to reach people for Jesus in Ankeny is what we're going to do. And I think it's pretty clear that the best way is this satellite model to be connected to Lutheran Church of Hope. So,
and you've also got a very successful downtown or city branch.
City branch, yeah.
Started
a
year ago.
John Anderson is the director there. Yeah, almost exactly a year ago, June.
Yep, so, and one of the guys who's really passionately behind our project, he's with Create Wow Media, is Paul.
Paul Grattan.
And Paul is one of your music...
He leads the worship team at the music team at City Branch.
And he's a great guy. We really love him.
He's a great guy.
All right. Let me tell you why we brought you in today.
Okay.
We had Davey Bloom on the other day. Okay. You know Davey Bloom?
I do not.
Two Rivers Church.
Okay.
Pastor David Bloom.
Sure.
And we got into a conversation about what God can and can't do. And later on that day, Rooster and I were talking on the speakerphone. I was at home, and he was at the bar or the strip joint or wherever he was. I don't know where he was. And your boat had sank this week at Sailorville.
Yep, my boat sank.
For real.
For real. Yeah.
Yep.
And I had told him that he kind of made the point that he thought maybe his boat sank because he hasn't been a very good Christian lately. And I made the comment that that God does not in any way, shape, or form allow bad things to happen to his sheep. That he does not take the veil of blessings off so that Rooster can learn a lesson because he said a bad word or got caught speeding or drank too much Templeton rye or did this or did that. And you, my friend, came back and said I was 180 degrees wrong, right?
I said you were wrong. Again, to regurgitate what you just said, okay?
In your own language, though, in your words.
In my words, yep. I said, Mac, God is a good God, okay? But he at times allows things to happen to us. He doesn't have this veil of protection over us 24/7 where you know, we're not going to have a car accident or something bad is not going to happen to us, because it does. Furthermore, the flip side of the coin is God is a good father. And being a good father, he sometimes has to take his little boys and girls, and I use this term with Mac, I said, and spank your little ass. Every once in a while, he has to take out the chastisement to get your attention. But Mac's position is, oh no, God is an all-good God that never allows anything to be bad. And I started to go, and I said, okay, I guess, Job. I said, gosh, I guess then Job wasn't in the Bible, and he didn't end up in the potter's field scraping boils either.
So when I realized how far, extremely out of touch, my good friend Rooster was with the real grace of God, I said, who better than Pastor Scott Raines to come in and straighten this poor lost soul out?
All right, well, let's start talking, and you interject whenever you want, right?
Yes, sir.
So
that's why it's called Maxwell.
Yeah.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Stars
burn out.
We lived in the Quad Cities, I was taking my son Dalton up to the Maquoketa Caves, driving from the Quad Cities north on Highway 61 to the Maquoketa Caves, and I could see in the rearview mirror coming up behind us a Hummer, and I was trying to get Dalton's attention to look out his window to see this Hummer as it was going by. So while I'm trying to get his attention to do that, I neglect to be looking at what's happening in front of me on the road, and there's a little pickup, turns out to be an elderly woman driving her pickup was filled with sheets of plywood, and so she was going maybe 40 miles an hour while I was going 65, and I just rammed right into the back end of her. Mm-hmm. So not exactly what I wanted to happen.
I'm sure not.
But that was a mistake that I made by not being as attentive as I needed to be. What's going on with your boat out in Sailorville was that led to its sinking. More than likely,
his son-in-law screwed it up.
That's probably what it was.
More than likely, it was human error.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Right.
So a lot of the bad things that happen in our life, if we could be as honest as we could possibly be, we would say that's the result of human error, right?
Correct. Okay.
But that doesn't get to quite, you know, I've got a my. We went out to Oregon. That's why I wasn't here the last time I was scheduled to be on, because we were in Oregon visiting my friend whose wife had died after a 13-year battle with brain cancer.
I remember that. I remember
Pastor's wife, great family. What's the reason behind that brain cancer? Same time we're there, we visit another family friend of ours. They've got a 4-year-old who is diagnosed with leukemia. There's no human error. Mm-mm. That leads to a 4-year-old having leukemia, right?
So right. There's no human error in your wife's friend.
Right.
Passed away.
No human error. But what we do, my friend would tell you, they spent a good several years after she was diagnosed with cancer asking those kinds of questions. Is there some sin in my life that I'm not aware of? You go to those places. But the reality in our life is that it's imperfect. It's a broken and fallen world. People get sick and die, and it stinks. But is that God punishing us? Is that God doing something to us? I wouldn't go there. I would say ultimately, that's just the result of being in this grand fallen broken world where people are going to die.
All right.
What I would say, Mac, is God does in fact test people.
Whoa, stop.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hold on. God tests people.
Absolutely.
Okay, very slowly.
Yeah.
Move forward on this for me.
I will. I'll start back in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Abraham. For some reason, God chooses Abraham because it's God's world, right? He just says, I'm going to choose you, and through you, I'm going to create a great nation, and through this great nation, I'm going to bless all people on earth. This is Genesis chapter 12. So Abraham's like, sounds good. So part of what that means, part of that promise is he's going to have kids. But they keep growing older and older, Abraham and his wife Sarah. And so old that when God says they're going to have children, and in fact their children will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach, they laughed
at him.
Yeah, because they're like 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit past menopause. You know what's going on here? So Isaac is finally born.
Mm-hmm.
And the name Isaac means laughter, mm-hmm. because it was a joke. Well, so it's great. God's keeping his promise. This is wonderful. I think it's chapter 22. God says, all right, Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son, the
Isaac.
Symbol of this promise, this mm-hmm. this yes. promise that I've made through you, that I'm going to turn you into a great nation. I want you to take Isaac, and I want you to sacrifice him. Kill him on an altar for me.
Correct.
And so they go and they get ready to do that, and Isaac's asking questions along the way. You know, he's carrying the wood that his dad is going to lay him down on and sacrifice him. And Isaac's asking all kinds of questions, and Abraham says, God will provide. You know, where's the lamb? Where's the ram? Where's the animal we're going to sacrifice? And Abraham says, God will provide. God will provide. And finally, he ties his son down. Because God has told him to do this.
Okay.
He ties him down to get ready to kill him. And as he's getting ready to kill him, the angel appears and says, don't do this. And it's a very confusing passage of Scripture.
Oh, okay.
But it's in there.
But God didn't let anything bad happen.
Absolutely.
He didn't test Abraham's relationship with him by allowing him to sacrifice his son.
On this side of the story, that's pretty easy to say. As they're walking to that mountain,
but Abraham kept saying, "God will provide." He had faith that God will not let him do.
He knew where it was going. Abraham
you think he
knew.
Did?
Yeah, I think
that's
he knew
easy for us to say on this side of it.
It certainly is,
okay.
and it's just as equally yeah. as easy for Mac to go, "Yeah, but he stopped it," which buys into his theory.
Sure.
All right.
Okay?
Now
that's
now.
One story. That's just one story.
All right. Let me. Is there any chance your friend is listening?
He's not today.
Okay, good. Because I want to say something,
yep.
and I would not want to make him feel bad.
Sure.
He's a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Seminary professor, spiritual formation.
And you love him.
Absolutely.
Okay. His wife is now passed on.
Yes.
He meets this incredible woman. Okay. Not taking anything away from his wife. Never. Do they have children?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away. Never, never, never. She's an angel. She's perfect. Mm-hmm. He meets somebody that makes her look second class.
Sure.
This is an amazing woman that takes him and his relationship with God and his children to the next level. Does he someday say, well, my wife, my first wife had to die for me to meet you and have you in a part of my life?
Well, I think absolutely. How could you not say that? But what I would say.
So then God allowed his first wife to die?
He certainly didn't,
sorry,
he certainly didn't
to,
stop it.
I don't mean to get personal here. It's just a situation that was on the tape.
Right. Romans 8 talks about it this way. God is able to work all things for good.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of those who love him and follow him and that sort of thing. So God can take a tragedy. God can take great loss. And God can take horrible accidents and turn them into something good.
Right, but God didn't make those tragic things, those accidents, those horrible things happen so that something good can come out of it. That's kind of where you and I were at, wasn't it, Rooster?
Here, let me interject something. Okay. Again, God allows. The term that I use
sure.
numerous times, and everybody will agree with me, and even to the point we're on our chat room here, Beat Canvas even used the term allows. God allows. Does God come down and give you cancer? No, that's a part of the fall. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. I understand that.
Okay.
The secondary problem here is, yeah, the second point is, yes, human error, stupidity, brain checks out, we weren't paying attention. Absolutely. Is that God doing that? No. Does he allow things to happen in our life, i.e. to make life better or move us down the road in someplace else, whether it is another wife, whatever that may be? He already knows what's going to happen down the road, okay? But the second point, and I'll make this real quick, Mac, is he has to have a way to get our attention. So he allows bad things to happen. To think that, in the way you put it, Mac, to have this ultimate covering, like, you know, get smart, the cone of silence that protects us from everything around us, guess what? It ain't there.
All right, so when we come back, I want to work on that operative word, allows.
Okay.
Because I think we've gotten to the point now where that's really what we know, that God doesn't make bad things happen. You would agree with that?
Sure.
Are you okay with that?
He doesn't make bad things happen?
Yeah. But we're now to the point where you say God allows bad things to happen.
Yes.
That's where we'll pick it up. Pastor Scott Raines is our guest. It's a Friday edition of View from the Pew. And if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job, and we couldn't do it without you right here. Worldwide on the web at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, pour your cup, runneth over, face reality. Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Bra Doctor 911.
Essential Bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear representatives.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. MediFast. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's Max World Live. 17 minutes before the top of the hour. It is coming up on 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Weather-wise across the country, still a little chilly. Still a little chilly for here being the end of May, which I'm completely happy with. I'm glad we have not gotten to 80-degree temperatures every day. That makes me happy. Our guest today is Pastor Scott Raines from the Lutheran Church of Hope, and Scott's on our tribe. If you want to know more about him, go to maxworldlive.com, click on the tribe, and the tribe is a page in which we feature those regular contributors to Max World Live. They are people who come into Max World Live every 2, 3, 4 weeks and talk to us about what they're passionate about, and Scott Raines is one of those passionate people. We've been in the middle of the conversation about whether God makes bad things happen to good people, whether God lifts his veil of grace so that we can suffer because of our ills and our sins. And we've kind of gotten to the point where we're down to an operative word. And that operative word is allows. Does God allow bad things to happen to good people? And Rooster and I, are we 180 degrees or are we 90 degrees off on this?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Pastor Raines to referee a bit, okay?
I guess we're 180 degrees.
It's a yes or no. I'm looking for you to give me a yes or no answer. Okay?
I'll try.
His question a minute ago, if I can bring it back, is does God allow, operative word allow, things to happen to us in our life? Is that a yes or no answer?
Yes.
He does allow it?
Yes.
Okay, Mac, did you hear what he just said?
No, what did he say?
He said yes.
Said what to yes to what?
That God does allow things to happen in our life.
Thank you, Pastor Scott Raines, for stopping by today. We appreciate that. Next week, a pastor that agrees with me. What do you mean he allows bad things to happen?
What kind
of God allows bad things to happen?
A good God, a loving God.
I think that's important for you to wrestle with that, Mac. You look at the 12 disciples, well, minus one, that begin the early church after Jesus' death and resurrection. What happens to all of them is they undergo tremendous persecution.
By people?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, well...
Not by God.
Are you saying, so really all we're talking about is can God zap someone from the heavens?
There you go.
Is that really all you're asking? Or
first of all, we know that he can.
Okay.
The question is, does he?
Yeah.
Does he zap people? Or does he allow people to zap people?
That's what I would say.
Or does he allow natural disease and things like that?
Allow. That's the key term.
Whether it's directly from God or through others, the key term is allow.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Paul's affliction.
So God can stop somebody's wife from dying?
Sure.
It happens.
Sure does.
It happens.
That's called the healing power of that grace.
I understand, but I'm not a big believer in the fact that God heals people.
There are people who get healed, and there are people who do not healed. It was true when Jesus was on earth. Jesus didn't heal everyone who was sick. People died Jesus was on earth.
How does God decide who gets healed and who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Now you're talking the great question.
All right, so just follow me here for a minute.
Sure.
So if that's the great question that we can't answer, isn't it a lot easier for us to accept the fact that God does not allow things like that to happen, and it's only our free will and our genetics and what we breathe, what we eat, what we smoke, what our parents did, what our grandparents did, that's what gives us cancer, that's what gives us these things, that God does not allow that, but it comes from free will?
He's not going to bless your stupidity.
It's easier for
God
us to believe that.
God blesses everything I do.
It's easier for us to believe that, but a life of faith isn't about what's going to be the easiest thing. God wants us to wrestle with this thing. I mean, is your relationship with your wife, it's great, but is it
not
easy?
Not today, it isn't.
Is it easy? If it's not easy. And
that's
and
true.
Our relationship with God is not easy. We're starting a sermon series where we're preaching through the Psalms this summer. You read through the Psalms. Look at David, a man after God's own heart. Look at him yell at God.
Yeah, but hold on, Pastor. He doesn't believe the Old Testament.
No, applies anymore. No, that's
he
not.
He said that in the break, that the Old Testament, because I was bringing
up
the
flood.
You
can't bring up what he says in the break.
I'll bring it up
there.
All right, then I'll be fair.
Did you hear me say that I don't believe in the Old Testament anymore?
You said that things changed with Jesus.
That's right. And that's true, correct?
Which is true.
All right. So you want me to ponder the fact that God punishes,
Let's change the word.
Okay.
God punishes me.
I'll use the word disciplines.
Thank you.
God disciplines me for the bad things that I do.
Sure.
And yet we have no way of knowing what the boundaries are. We have no way of knowing how severely he can discipline us. He can discipline us with death. Right?
Yes. All of us will
sure
be disciplined.
Sure can. Absolutely.
With death.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I tried to bring up, and Beat Canvas did too, Pastor Raines, again, bringing up Paul's affliction. Paul had an affliction. Some folks said
sure.
it was his eyes. Some said it was other items. I mean,
a thorn in the flesh.
It was a thorn in the flesh. That's the terminology. And that he prayed numerous times for God to eliminate that thorn in the flesh. Did that ever go away? No. From what we know from the Bible, it never went away.
And what was God's ultimate answer? My grace is sufficient
for you.
So
there you go.
So even when you've got these bad things happening, is grace real? Is God's love for you real?
Sure.
But we jump in and out of this all the time. I mean, when great things are happening in our life, when it feels like God is blessing us, we just, you know, we sing praises and we shout mm-hmm. hallelujah. And the moment, you know, a little bit of depression hits or we lose a job or the stock market drops, we say, where are you, God?
Okay, now stop for just a second. You're right. We do that. Mm-hmm. What about those of us that don't? You know, last December when I lost my job for a bullcrap reason and was lied to,
right?
I didn't blame God. I didn't ask him what I had done wrong. I knew it was a human thing. When 940 came along and offered me that opportunity, and I did three shows, and they decided I wasn't Christian enough, and I couldn't be on that station anymore, I didn't blame God. And now that we have this, I don't want to be humble about this, but we have what is the beginning of something really cool and successful here, I'm not standing up and down and saying, God, thank you for everything you gave me. I don't see God that way. You talk about God being a parent. My God is a loving parent, and he allows me to make all the mistakes I can, doesn't endorse or contribute to any of them, and is always there to hold me if I cry or if I celebrate.
I
but
understand.
He doesn't stand and take credit or blame for the things that I like or don't like. Now, what's wrong with me?
Well, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you.
Because I do believe that, and I don't think anybody can change that. So what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my relationship with God?
Nothing's wrong with it. The part of the Job story I like best is when Job says, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether God's giving or taking, still my faith, I'm going to choose to praise God. Because there's something I can learn when the taking is happening. And then we could talk about whether or not did God have anything to play in the loss of those jobs? Does God have anything to play in what is happening now?
No.
We can talk about that.
We need more time.
You can say no if you want to. I think what I would just say is I'm going to thank God for what is happening now. Not necessarily that God's making it happen, but I'm going to thank God for what's happening now. And I'm going to...
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to praise God for what's happening now.
Right.
But he doesn't bring me the greatest things in my life, just like he doesn't give me the worst things in my life.
What do you mean he doesn't bring you the greatest things in your life?
Yeah, please.
I did not meet my wife, who's one of the greatest things in my life, because God put her there.
I see what you mean.
Now, I met her because one day I was doing a Labor Day remote at Chuck Fletcher Ford in 1985, and she was there working with her kids doing a remote from Chuck Fletcher Ford. That's how we met. Now, has God blessed our union? Yes, but it was our choice to become unions.
Yeah.
And yes, we believe we're soulmates, but we made ourselves soulmates.
There's the... I would say there's truth in that. The first fight my wife and I got into was over this soulmate idea, and I said, I don't know, 5 billion, 6 billion people in the world, maybe there's 3 that I'd be a good match with. Just trying to be realistic here. She didn't like that.
She thought there was one.
But I was just trying to be honest, and we worked our way through it. So is God at work in your marriage, though? And absolutely, God's at work in your marriage. So we talk about theologically the general will of God
versus
the specific will of God. And we get hung up on the specific will of God a little too much, Mac.
Is God at work in my marriage? No. God is at work in my wife. God is work in me. And we together bring him into the marriage and work on it.
Boy, you certainly are taking a lot of credit, buddy. A lot of credit. Boy,
no,
you talk about narcissistic.
No, no.
You're taking a lot of credit for you.
What I refuse to do is to blame God.
I've never said blame God.
Well, but what do you call it? If you say he allows bad things to happen to you, then you blame him for the bad things.
Hold on.
I'm responsible for my actions. I'm the guy that did
the
bad
thing. You are a free moral agent. I agree. However, God being a good father, I think you were a good dad. Did you ever chastise or correct your children? Yes or no?
Well, of course.
Okay. If God the Father, which you keep using that term, God the Father.
I call him Father God.
Father God.
Yes.
Okay. Father being the operative word here.
Sure.
Okay. Being a good father, is he going to come down here and blister your butt with a paddle? No. But he will allow things to happen in your life to get your attention, and then you learn from that experience.
So he won't stand in the way, is what you're
saying.
That's
exactly right. He won't stand in the way. I don't want him to. I want somebody to get my attention. I need somebody. There's been many times in my life, and see, I'm the one that questions God more than anybody in this room. I guarantee it. But I believe that God, in many occurrences, has done two things. Number one, allowed things to happen to get my attention. This is not the kind of activity I want you involved in, Rooster.
I disagree.
Well, you're wrong. I'm sorry. But bless your heart, I love you, but you're wrong. Second part of that is, he allows great things to happen. He allows wonderful things to happen. He allows me to have a great life, a great wife, a great house.
Nope.
He allows that.
Nope. Sorry. Sorry. What he does is he teaches you to appreciate those good things that you have. And he teaches you to appreciate the love and grace that he has for you. But he doesn't allow those things to happen. I'm sorry.
You are probably the only person.
We're down to about 60 seconds.
I'm sorry.
You wrap it up.
We like to have simple yes and no answers to our questions. And I think, honestly, we're talking on two ends of it here. So one simple yes or no is that God allows everything, whether it's for good or for bad. So when something happens in my life, I attribute it all to God. I think that's one kind of extreme, and I think that's a lazy kind of approach.
But that's where Rooster's coming from.
But your approach, I think, is equally lazy, and saying God has nothing to do with it.
Okay. We will continue this conversation. May we do that sometime?
That would be great.
Pastor Scott Raines has been our guest for this hour, and we look forward to him coming back again sometime. He's on the Tribe page, as all of our regular guests are. We will see you again on Monday. Coming up next, Jonathan's Front Porch, and you'll hear it live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy. Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Hi, this is Sam Atchison of Atchison Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Atchison Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Atchison Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Atchison Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Atchison Auto Works.